One Impact Live. There is one God. You are one person. You have one impact. Join us today to change the world. This is your life. What are you going to do with it?
Do you ever feel like an outsider? That God could never use you to reach others because you've made so many mistakes in your life? Welcome to One Impact Live. I'm Terry Squires, and you've just tuned in to the 5-Minute Radio Show that will change your life and the lives around you. You know, there has been many times, I hate to admit, as I've read through the Bible, I skimmed over certain passages. You know those ones I'm talking about. The ones that list all those names that I can't pronounce and I'll never remember. But as I was studying the book of Matthew, I decided to read the genealogy leading to Christ a little bit slower and with a little bit more interest. And then something caught my eye. Do you know that there were only 5 women listed leading to Jesus? Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, Bathsheba, and Mary. And I stopped for a few moments and I thought about these women. They were all considered outsiders. Tamar tricked her father-in-law by hiding her identity and pretending she was a prostitute, became pregnant with his twins, and then he almost had her killed thinking she had disgraced the family name due to her pregnancy. But then she revealed to him that he was the father of her babies. Rahab was a prostitute who heard about the one true God, hid the 2 spies sent by Joshua to check out the city of Jericho, and in return, she and her family were saved. Ruth was from Moab. She wasn't an Israelite, but she married the son of Naomi, and after his death, followed her mother-in-law back to Bethlehem, and then became the wife of Boaz. Bathsheba is the woman who had an affair with King David and became pregnant with a son, and that was just the beginning of their scandal. And then there was Mary, and we all know that story. She was the young virgin woman who was chosen to become the mother of our Savior. But how was Joseph ever going to explain the situation? These 5 women leading to the birth of our Savior were listed for a reason. They too had a past, but God chose them to do great things, to impact the lives around them. Do you have something in your past or maybe something going on today that you wish would just go away? How are you ever going to explain it? Is there something holding you back, telling you that you are not worthy of God's love? Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here." It's sometimes hard for us to let go of our past, but I have good news for you. Jesus has. He has wiped away our sins, and He has made a clean slate. And with that, we can leave all of our insecurities behind as we trust Him and boldly love others for His glory. You too have a great calling on your life, a life that will bring honor and glory to God, a life that will share His love with others. Let go of those things in your past that bring you down. They have been forgiven and they have been forgotten. God has listed your name too, just like He listed the names of the 5 women. And if you're a guy listening to me today, He hasn't forgotten about you either. He's waiting for you to change the lives around you and make a difference. You might think you're an outsider, but listen to this. You are in God's inner circle. How cool is that? I'm so glad you spent 5 minutes with me today, and I hope you join me next week. I'd love to hear from you. So if you have any questions or comments, shoot me an email at www.oneimpactbible.com. And until next time, I'm Terry Squires. Make your one impact by sharing God's love.